Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about finding connections. How do you find connections? The best way to do it is just to be in motion and to keep pushing the right way or keep pushing the easiest way. I'd rather go with the easier way because that means you're flowing everything together. You're in this lovely, beautiful, like, river of life, and it's just flowing down for you. And if you can do it that way, instead of forcing your own way and forcing things to happen and let it come naturally, you'll find the connections you're looking for. I don't really go out of my way to force my way or to push or to win or to be aggressive because it costs too much energy and worry and strategic, like, ill will towards other people to get what you want to go. If I just let it happen naturally, which I've been doing, with just doing the things and doing the right things that are important to me, taking care of my time, taking care of me, taking my time, taking things slowly, making proper preparation. It's just so much easier as time goes by. Because when the people see that what I'm doing, and yes, I'm going to have struggle at some points and I'm going to make mistakes, but I can correct them and I can gain the time back. Because if something doesn't work, I can just be like, all right, well, just trash it. We'll try something else. It's going to work a lot easier. Because I didn't go that far into life of like, oh, this isn't working, but I've worked so hard to get this far. Keep going, keep pushing, but it's not working. And then it doesn't, what do you do? All that time, all that effort put into something that you're trying to force doesn't really work out. When it's like, if I'm doing it naturally, oh, this is working. This isn't really working. It's easy, but let's just do it anyways because it's easy and I can just keep it there. And maybe it gets one or two hits or a like here and there, but it's one extra like that I can have. And so it's like for me, it's like a little reward here like that, a little, you know, little berry on a bush, like nothing much, but when you eat the berry, it's important. And that's what it's about. And so if I'm doing things the natural way, people will come to me naturally. I'll find them along my path. I'll be doing insight work, or I'll be working with heroes, or I'll be working with my tech support, and people will say, hey, I found this person I would like you to talk to. Hey, I found this person. I really sound interesting, wants to know more about what you're doing. Wonderful. That way, people know, like, I might want to partake in this. People also want to say, it's like, wow, it's just, what do you mean? Be yourself, do what's right, and follow the golden rules, and you'll be successful and Ash Friendly. But what is that success? It depends on what they want as successful. What they feel as successful. Because it's not about a goal. It's not about like I need to get this done to feel successful. You are already here. You're breathing. You're working over your struggles. You're working over your like where you're at. You're repenting or you're asking forgiveness. Oh, well, I'm going the right way. And it'll feel good. And you meet more people that are going the right way as you are. And some people you'll like. Some people you bond to. Other people, yeah, it was nice meeting you, but I know that you're there. I will be here if you ever need anything, but I got to keep finding other people that I can connect to in a stronger part. It's these little things along the way that you find. Little gems every day. Pick little gem here, little gem there, little gem here. Being thankful here, being thankful here. Opening the door for people. Finding connections. When they notice that who you are, and people can see that before they're coming in, they're already connected to you. A lot of times when I go out, people are already connected to me and I don't even know it. They say hi to me. They hold the door open for me. They will try to buy me something sometimes when I don't ask them. But I have to accept it because it's their way of being nice to me. And they see the way that I treat other people. It's them giving back in their own way. Because they may not know how to give in another way like I do. For example, my dad. So he doesn't really know how to give thanks, but he gives thanks the way that he does. By giving me a hat. Giving me a lighter so I can smoke a cigar. Or to give me a safe shelter when I need it, when I become homeless sometimes. Come in, son. It's okay. You're doing the best you can. Gives me free food. Gives me understanding. Gives me this worth and value that I really enjoy. Because he values my time. He knows what I offer is peace, love, kindness, sympathy. All the things that he's not the strongest in, but he knows that I have it for him and my mom and my family. Because when you find those connections of what we're good at, when you find these little nestles of connection to people that we match with, it's priceless. And money can't buy you into it. And money can't force your hand to break it up. Because a connection's a connection. Because a lot of the times when of my old friends that I've no longer talked to, I still have a connection with them in a nice way. If I ever run into them again, I'll say hi, be pleasant, and catch up. They still think of me, so just in case I ever needed anything or something went wrong or something happened, I would have them to fall back on. If my phone ever rang with other old people, I would help them out. Regardless of what they've done to me, or stolen my money, or beaten me up, or done anything. Because I've offered forgiveness. And if they do hurt me again, I'll forgive them again. But it's still, they know they have a place where they can come back and they feel safe. And that's still a connection. It's not a connection that I would rely on, but they rely on me. They value to have a safe place to come back to. And maybe one day I can use the connection for good and saying, hey, go here. Be safe here. Here are some other good people. Here are some other people that are struggling just the way you are. So that way they can just slowly build themselves back up to being nice people. Sometimes your connections are going to lead you certain places. And the best way that I can point it out when you go to college. It's not about what college you go to. It's not about how much money you spend or what frat you. It kind of belongs to what connections you make in life. Because those connections, whether it's a frat or a roommate or a friend or someone in the facility or you're getting a job or you're interning, those are all connections. And that's why you pay for college to be so expensive. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And those who you know will get you where you want to go. Step by step. And you're constantly building these connections. And those connections will allow you to doors to open. And things to open. But don't look at it as I have no connections now. Look at it as where do I want to go? What do I want to do? What do I want to try? Because as you're doing all the things, the little things you want to do to set yourself up, connections will find you. The right people will get in touch with you. Even if they're the wrong people that may hurt you in the future, you're still going to some other place that I don't know. And you're all going to a place where you'll know where you get there. Because there's certain lessons you need to learn along the way. What forgiveness is. Why people are drug addicts. Why people abuse. Who knows what you need to learn. But you'll go step by step by step. Well, folks, I want to leave you as I always leave you. If you love the world, love yourself, love the people around you, then a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.